Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran, and we have got an outstanding show coming up for you today, but we want to start by thanking some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's tirade, being me, bitching and moaning, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
Thank you, of course, to all our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. And if you'd like to listen on demand, our regularly aired broadcasts are up on most of the major podcasting sites. You can just search Scuttlebutt or SBN. And if you like to listen to Tom's tirade on demand, you can catch that at castbox.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we do have a lot of information to cover tonight, so if we can't get to everything or you'd like more information, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. For more on the topics of the day. Coming up later on SBN, we'll be joined by Mr. Doug Houston from Patriot Roofing, and he'll get us up to speed on what to do with your roof, what services they offer. Hurricane season is upon us, and the roof is always a major issue when it comes to hurricanes. We'll also talk with Mr. Charlie Wilson from Viva Medicare on healthcare options for our veterans. And results from a new survey shows surprising opinions on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, at least kind of a surprise from my perspective. And later on, Tom's tirade on forgotten wars. It's a good one you don't want to miss. But first, the VA is no stranger to controversy when it comes to treatment of our veterans. But a new report details that some veterans may not have received the care they earned because of actions or lack thereof on the part of the VA itself. And the story off military.com, there's a whistleblower, Scott Davis. He's a VA employee. He has been known for letting the cat out of the bag on what's going on at the Department of Veterans Affairs for a number of years. He testified before Congress in 2015 on problems at the VA Health Eligibility Center in Atlanta. But He has posted an op-ed in the Washington Examiner that said that the department had deleted more than 200,000 incomplete applications after failing to help resolve them. And Tom, this is a topic you and I have talked about before. This is not one of those situations where, you know, the veterans got poor health care once they were in the system, or there were wait lists once they were in the system. These are actually veterans who applied to become part of the VA healthcare system, and apparently the agency purged, in this case they're saying 200,000 pending healthcare applications that effectively left them without these benefits that they earned. And I think the biggest problem, Tom, is that the agency, that the VA actually has policies in place to address these incomplete applications. And Davis is saying the VA did not sufficiently notify these affected veterans on the status of their applications. And what instead he says, quote, instead the agency chose a policy of sending a single notification letter for pending applications, despite knowing that 25% of the letters mailed to veterans are returned or placed on hold due to bad address information in the enrollment system. And this is, you know, 200,000 veterans that effectively were denied access to the VA system because of the actions or inactions of the VA itself. And to take it one step further, by law, at least according to the VA, the department must deem incomplete applications as closed or abandoned after 1 year, but the VA is supposed to notify them of their incomplete status by mail and then send them a follow-up letter to reapply. And so part of the issue, Tom, it looks as though part of this had to do with a backlog at the Health Eligibility Center, where Davis was a whistleblower. They had a backlog of nearly 800,000 healthcare applications. And so it after being pushed by veterans groups and members of Congress, they then, as the VA wants to do, Tom, you know, they jump on it, they're going to push through, they're going to clean everything up. And apparently part of their cleanup was simply to close these applications out, Tom, which means we don't really know what the status of these veterans is. And I think that's probably the most disturbing part of it, Tom.
If you get them off of your desk, then you don't have a backlog anymore. So any excuse that they could find to kick an application back of a word being misspelled or a word being left out or something, they just automatically send them back to the vet. But here we go again. The addresses are incomplete, so therefore our veterans thinking that their claim is being processed, and hell, it's not even in the process scenario.
Well, and I think that's part of the disturbing thing, Tom, is if the VA recognizes that you have a large percentage of these applications that have a problem with the address is incomplete, it's an old address, and I don't know exactly how a veteran puts an address on file and within a year you have that percentage of them that suddenly have a bad address that they moved or whatever. That seems to be a convenient excuse. But if that's the case, Tom, there's another layer to this, because apparently the VA could attempt to obtain accurate contact information for the veteran through the IRS or the Social Security Administration. There's another layer to it.
Yeah, they happen to be the damn federal government. Why couldn't they utilize the federal sources or resources they have to find the individual rather than just kicking the claim out?
Well, Tom, I think you said, I think there's part of it is, and it's kind of like we saw with the disability claims. Remember the tremendous backlog in the initial claims for disability. And, of course, they cleared those by simply either denying them or giving them a smaller percentage of disability. And then all of that got pushed into the appeals backlog, which is where we are now.
Right.
So it's one of those situations where, you know, the VA, they like to play with numbers, but, they, you know, ultimately they got to realize they're playing with people's lives when you're talking about their eligibility to access the VA healthcare system, if that's where the veteran truly wants to receive their healthcare. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Of course, the VA is pushing back on it. Who knows? I mean, the Inspector General at the VA may jump into it, and Congress might do the same. But we will follow this and give you any information that we're able to find. As always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Well, on the other side of the break, Mr. Doug Houston from Patriot Roofing, when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106, rate 669-83-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone or smart devices. It's at FM Talk 106.5. And hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we are honored to be joined on SBN by Mr. Doug Houston from Patriot Roofing. Doug, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. I'm glad to be here.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you on now, especially this time of the year, Doug. We're coming up on the hurricane season. You guys are specialists in roofing from Patriot Roofing there. And with your 30 years or so in the contracting and estimating services here along the Gulf Coast, it's really neat to see you and Stephen get together and work with this Patriot Roofing part. We keep hearing about fortified roofs. Is this something that we here on the coast should consider prior to the hurricane season or what?
Well, Tom, I think number one, we're already in the hurricane season.
Well, yeah, we are. Yeah,
skirted a small one, but you never know. And yeah, the fortified roofs, it's a good idea this time of year to have your if you got a weak roof, you need to go ahead and get it replaced, and because anything, it will, you know, protect your goods inside.
Well,
now the fortified part of it, when we do, we have a special way we put the roof down. And you get a certified inspector, and it gives you a certificate. And I've heard many things from people from the insurance companies when they get their discount is anywhere from 20 to 40% of several people I've talked to.
Ooh, that's strong. That's a lot of money, Doug.
It is, especially if you're living in a prone area where your insurance is, you know, higher than normal.
Right. Well, if we aren't able to get our roofs replaced and get them fortified prior to a potential hurricane that may hit here on the Gulf Coast, and we never know whether we're going to get anything or not, but, you know, the percentages usually show that we will. If we can't get it done prior to the hurricane, and if we do have to have our roof replaced after some damage in a hurricane, is it a lot of money in addition to just replacing the roof to do the fortified roof phase of it?
No, basically not. Normally, we only charge $500 And that's
dang.
For the inspector who is, you know, highly trained and certified to do this. Now, I've heard other companies are anywhere for up to $1,500 higher.
Woo, that's what I was figuring, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a service we like to provide when we do somebody's roof and give them that offer. It's really not a high markup item for us. So, I mean, we're just trying to do the service to the industry and to the people in the area.
Now, when you do get this fortified roof and you get it inspected, does the inspector, you guys, can y'all write the inspection or the fortification, or do you have to get that from the insurance? Where did they get that certification from?
All right, we have inspectors. They're not on staff. They're independent inspectors.
Okay.
And they will come out and inspect during construction, after construction, and you will get a certificate from them.
Okay. Then, now, do we turn that over to the insurance company, or if we don't feel like that we can communicate that well with the insurance company, will you guys, or will you, or Stephen, or somebody, will y'all designate somebody to be at the site to handle that with the insurance company, make sure we get our discount?
Well, no, we can. That's no problem there. But normally all they need to do is call their insurance company and send them a copy of the certificate or the certificate, whatever. You know, companies are different.
Yeah.
And
right.
Then they will get their discount from them.
Dang, okay. So it's not
now,
it's not
if they
really.
Do have, if they do need a roof or have damage, we can handle that all the way through with the adjuster from the beginning to the end. So somebody doesn't have to be talked over. You know, when I say talked over,
right.
A lot of times adjusters will talk over their head. They don't understand, which we do.
Right.
And we do not charge anything additional for that.
Well, a lot of times, Doug, when we have this severe inclement weather here on the coast, we get an influx of a lot of adjusters and with the insurance companies coming in, and they like to blow a lot of smoke, and they may not be as thorough as we think they should be, because I've had the occasion to meet some of those guys. And, you know, I'd rather have my roofer to help work me through my claim. Doug? I lost him. Yeah, I undoubtedly he lost us.
Hey, Doug, we're losing your cell phone. That's the problem.
All right. Would you like me to call back on another line?
Oh, you're better now. Go
ahead.
You
seem to be better now. The wind must have quit blowing on Dolphin Island.
You guessed it right. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, but you know what I was wondering is would you guys work with me, or whoever may call you if you have an insurance claim like that? Would y'all help work with the insurance adjusters?
Oh yes, definitely. Everything from the beginning to the end, if they'd like for us to. And of course, you will keep the client, completely. Informed of everything that's going on.
Okay. Well, that's kind of one of the things that I was worried about. Now, how about you guys, Patriot Roofing? Now, are y'all just in Mobile County, or are you in Baldwin County as well?
No, we service Mobile and Baldwin County.
Okay.
And I might add, a lot of people don't know, if they get a lot of interior damage from a bad roof, we also can handle the repairs.
Oh, okay. That's cool. In other
and
words,
we can do any type of roof repair also.
So if you've got damage to the roof structure of the building, then you guys could repair this as well as the roof. But then if you have damage to the interior walls or ceiling or flooring or whatever it may be, your home remodeling division can handle that as well.
Everything from the beginning to the end. That's one of my favorites.
Okay. Hey, you know, if we got a problem, I want somebody that can handle the whole thing. I don't want to have to worry about getting three different companies involved.
Exactly, yes. And one says it wasn't me, it was somebody else, and the other says, no, it wasn't me. I understand exactly.
Right. You know where we're at with that. Well, how about estimates? What do you charge to come out and make an estimate?
Absolutely nothing.
Woo! That's cool.
Because we use all the latest devices. we're very up to date and very modern company.
Okay.
I might want to also add that, you know, we do also commercial.
All right. Well, I know that that's
but our main staple is residential, but we do a lot of different stuff. We have several crews that do different stuff.
Right. Well, I don't think Stephen is doing even doing some the motels and stuff over on the Orange Beach area and all over there.
Oh yes, we do. We are doing a major job in Gulf Shores right now, and we're replacing not only an entire roof on a condo complex, but we're also doing everything from the decking on up through the shingles.
Good gracious! So it just, if you got any roofing repairs or anything related to that, you can handle all of it.
That's right. Just call us at 251-270-1102.
All right. Give me that number again.
You want me to repeat it, please?
Yep. Yeah, repeat it.
251-270-1102.
How about Facebook? Website?
Yes, it's on Facebook. It's Patriot Home Construction, Inc.
All right.
Or our website is patriotllc.org.
Appreciate you being on with us tonight. Very informative, and be seeing you pretty soon, Doug.
Enjoyed it very much. Thank
all right.
You.
Tell Stephen I said hello.
I certainly will.
All right. Appreciate him. He's a great patriot.
All right.
Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
No, sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. If you like to listen on demand, most of our regularly aired programs are up on most of the major podcast sites, and Tom's tirade is available via podcast on castbox.com. You can just search Scuttlebutt SBM, Tom's tirade, and you can pick those up and subscribe so you'll get notifications when new podcasts are added. And you can also check us out on Facebook, post a lot of good information there, and you can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, and we have Charlie Wilson on here with us tonight for an interview, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And it is a privilege to be joined in the Scuttlebutt seat by Mr. Charlie Wilson from Viva Medicare. Charlie, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, man, we're just kicking and growling here. Give us a little insight on who Charlie Wilson is and Viva Medicare.
All right. Well, just a little bit about me. Like you guys, I'm a veteran myself, served 8 years in the Army. I served during Panama, the first Gulf War. I was with the Ranger Battalion at 100 Army Airfield, and then with 37 Infantry out of Savannah, Georgia in my time. I couldn't be more proud of the company that I work for, Viva Medicare. We're owned by UAB Health Systems out of Birmingham, Alabama. We cover well over 150,000 lives right here in Alabama. We are a local company. We're owned by UAB, like I said, out of Birmingham. One of the things I'm most proud of is we are a not-for-profit. So every penny that Viva makes goes back into the UAB health systems. And since we started, that's over $500 million we've given back to the UAB health systems here in Alabama.
That's unbelievable.
One of the other things that we're super proud of is we've been number one in customer satisfaction 9 years in a row, and that's graded by CMS. It's on their website at cms.gov. A couple of reasons, and Tom, you know this, you know, we're more of a concierge type insurance company. So when our people sign up, they get the sales rep's personal information to call us with questions. If they call our member services number, we don't have an automated system. Real people answer the phone. So we're just a different kind of insurance company.
Well, how would Viva Medicare be interesting to a vet or a group of vets?
Well, I sign up vets every day, and we're just another option. So most of the vets that have Medicare Part A and Part B, which you have to get an Advantage plan, we offer things that a lot of vets don't get at the VA unless they're retired. So we have dental in all our plans. We have eyewear allowance in all our plans. We have over-the-counter allowance where people can order aspirin or, you know, cold medicine, vitamins, blood pressure cuffs, toothbrush, toothpaste. We're just another option. We actually have medications that Viva covers that the VA doesn't cover, and vice versa, of course. So we're just a really good fit to go in line with the VA to give these guys more options. You know my story, Tom. I'm a two-time cancer survivor. I can use the VA for anything I want to from my service. But I opted to use my private insurance when I had cancer. I just felt more comfortable with that. So it gives the veterans an option.
Well, you know, now, if the veteran has already set up with the VA where he could get all his prescriptions there, then it's not necessary to have that plan with you.
So we have a plan that is literally designed for veterans that use the VA for and can get all of their medications there. We have it's called a select plan. Again, it has dental, has eyewear, has over-the-counter. It's designed to where they don't have to have a drug plan if they won't, and the copays are lower because they're not using as many benefits. Again, just a benefit. They can, you know, they're open to over 7,800 providers in the state of Alabama. If they travel, Viva travels with them. And we're one of the only companies that'll cover you out of the country. We pay up to $50,000 in medical bills out of the country. So that's somewhere where the VA wouldn't go with you. So you know, it's good to have options.
If a vet's on a cruise or something like that down in Mexico or the Virgin Islands or somewhere and has to go to a doctor or something besides what the cruise ship could handle, then you guys would the vet have to pay for it there and then be reimbursed? How would that work?
Yeah. So first of all, they have to take me with them.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's exactly how it would work. If you're in a foreign country, they don't know who Viva is, so you would pay for it or be billed for it, and Viva would reimburse you for that.
Okay. So there's no problem with getting your money.
No.
Okay. Now, what's this outstanding service that you guys have available? What's it going to cost us?
So all our plans are $0, so there's no premium. Everybody that's on Medicare is paying between $104 and $135 a month for their Part B. You continue to pay that. Our plans don't cost anything. We have a couple of plans that have a premium if you want lower copays and some more of the over-the-counter and dental and allowance and eyewear allowance. Some people opt for that, but almost all our plans have no premium.
Well, most of us that are vets would have that service available through the VA anyway, as far as eyewear and hearing aids and things of that nature.
So the VA does cover some of that. That's right, but most of us don't get dental through there.
Right. Well,
I don't qualify for dental.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the over the counter where you can, you know, have an allowance to buy, you know, cold medicine and vitamins and those things that I mentioned earlier, it's a benefit. If you're already paying for your Part B, it's almost a no-brainer to get an Advantage plan that can offer you some other things and give you other options. VA's not always open.
That's true.
By the way, the new VA out there is beautiful.
Oh,
I've
it is awesome.
Several times. It's first class.
Most of us don't like the idea of having to get on the phone and talking to a computer or talking to somebody in Podunk, whatever. How about you guys? Y'all have a local office available?
So we do. We have what's called walk-in offices. We have seven located throughout the state. Our local office in Mobile is right behind the Crystals on Dolphin Street.
Oh, that's
We're
cool.
open year-round. Our customers get to come in and sit down with us and talk about any questions or concerns that they may have. At our locations, we do all kinds of things. So they can come in and do plan changes or reimbursements or change their doctors. We have two events a month, one fun event like bingo or movie day. We also have health-related events. So we have health providers come in and talk about heart health and diabetes. We have healthy cooking classes where we have chefs come in and teach us how to cook healthier so we can stay, you know, healthier longer. And then we have health fairs about twice a year where people can come get their blood pressure, A1Cs, glaucoma, you know, for their eyes checked, bone density. So we offer all kinds of stuff. It's not just a place for people to come get signed up. It's ongoing for our, and it's for the community. It's for the entire community, whether you're with Viva or not.
Right. Then you could come over there and also personally talk to your agent that is the
Absolutely.
One that you call.
Absolutely. That's
okay.
correct.
All right. Hey, that's awesome, man. Phone numbers?
So we're at 380-2222. Like I said, we're at 3071 Dolphin Street, right behind the Crystals drive-thru. Website is vivahealth.com.
All right. Appreciate it, Big Charlie. We'll see you, buddy.
All right, my friend. Have a great night. Thank
All
you
right. And for more Thanks, information, bye-bye. You can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, my tirade on Forgotten Wars and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
July marks the 60th anniversary of the end of the Korean War, the war which was described by President Harry Truman as a police action because it was conducted under the auspices of the United Nations, has been referred to as the Forgotten War and the Unknown War in the United States because of the lack of attention it received back home, as well as being sandwiched between the global conflict of World War II, which preceded it, and the national upheaval brought about by the Vietnam War, which soon followed it. Although the war spanned only 3 years, it is estimated that over 1.2 million were killed on all sides, with 33,686 U.S. casualties and 8,176 U.S. service members missing in action, over 40,000 dead or missing. To put it in perspective, during the Vietnam War, which even today receives greater recognition than the Korean War, the casualty numbers were only up around 60,000, although the conflict spanned the course of nearly 20 years. Korea was, and to many at the time, nothing more than an extension of the tensions that arose at the end of World War II between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, and was an unfortunate but inevitable occurrence. In fact, the war can be seen as a direct result of failed foreign policy in the aftermath of World War II, specifically the 1945 Potsdam Conference, at which the winning Allied powers divided up much of the world, including splitting Korea in two along the 38th parallel. A war-weary U.S. opted for this split in the hopes that the people of Korea would embrace concepts of freedom and democracy during the five-year period in which the U.S. and Soviet Unions would administer their separate spheres of influence. And while the first Soviet troops were reported south of the 38th parallel in September the same year, the hot war would begin 5 years later in June of 1950. Over the course of the next 3 years, the U.S. and Soviet Union would fight a proxy war of sorts, with each increasingly concerned about the escalation of the conflict in the new world of the atomic bomb. As such, the fighting in Korea devolved from the first attack style of World War II to the miserable trench warfare of World War I, and included some of our nation's most memorable battles, including the landing at Incheon, the fighting retreat of the Frozen Chosen, and the battles of Heartbreak Ridge and Porkchop Hill. Yet when the smoke cleared in July of 1953 with the Armistice Agreement, a divided Korea was restored along the 38th parallel, a Korean peninsula that still exists today. Throughout the U.S. this weekend, veterans and patriots, including those right here in the Mobile area, will gather together to remember and commemorate the sacrifices of all who served in the forgotten war. They will share their stories of those that paid the ultimate price and saved their wounds with comrades who came home. Along the way, I am certain they hope that their stories will make an impression on a generation of Americans who likely cannot find Korea on a world map.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Wow. Any wonder why they make them compete in swimsuits? It is unfortunate that Korea is known as the Forgotten War, not only for the memories of those who served and sacrificed, but also for the lessons that we as a nation can learn from the circumstances leading up to the conflict. History shows us, as I mentioned earlier, that Korea was really a conflict controlled by the U.S. and Soviet Union, and one that was building for years. The Korean people, both North and South, largely wanted nothing more than to go on about their lives, much as they do today, and yet the superpowers found their way to the battlefield with devastating results for both the boots on the ground and the civilian population. Our leaders today and our population in general could learn from the lead-up and prosecution of the Korean War, especially in light of the ongoing conflict throughout the Middle East, most notably in Syria, where the president and his administration seem to be hunting for the right reason. Hell, any damn reason to join the conflict on the ground. Politics aside, this seems like a very bad idea, especially since the only side we have to support are the rebel forces, which consists largely of the damn Islamic terrorists such as the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. Because the other side, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, is a dictator supported by Russia. As a note, we can see just how well our support in picking sides thus far in the Islamic revolutions in the Middle East has gone by looking at either Egypt or Libya. And yet, just this week, Deputy Dog himself, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Martin Dempsey, submitted a letter to Congress on the military options available should the president give the go-ahead to escalate the Syrian conflict into America's newest hot war. He did so after refusing to answer questions from senators concerning what advice he has given the president on Syria during his confirmation hearings earlier in the week. Hopefully, it won't take decades of deceit and thousands of dead Americans, as we did in Korea, before we find out exactly what advice Dempsey gave Obama, because we as a nation should not and cannot forget the sacrifices of those who fought for freedom in Korea, regardless of the outcome. And to make the mistake of involving ourselves in a Syrian conflict would be little less than desecrating their memories for the sake of appeasing powerful political posturing politicians. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and streaming live on Scuttlebutt Network. com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, Tom, I pulled that one up And obviously that was, I think that's about 4 years old. But I pulled it up because it speaks to America and sort of their flippant attitude toward war, and specifically the Korean War. But obviously, when you look at what occurred at that time, it was Syria and going into Syria. But I pulled it up because there was a story, a report that came out, and it was a Pew Research Center report that recently came out that was published and said that 64%, or almost two-thirds of veterans polled in a survey, said that the Iraq War was, quote, not worth fighting, and 58% said the same about the war in Afghanistan.
I read that.
And well, if you dig down a little bit more, Tom, they dig into it with veterans that served in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as veterans that did not serve in those wars. Now, they did dig into Syria as well, which is interesting because, you know, we really didn't do boots on the ground in Syria, but they said, veterans were 55% of veterans polled were pessimistic about the Syrian campaign, and they break it down a little further. They say Republican and Republican leaning veterans are more likely to support those wars than the Democratic, those that associate with the Democratic Party. But I find it, I really find that the challenge we face as a nation, Tom, is how do we move forward if we are basically creating a scenario where we do not have a populace that will support the war? You know, I mean, Iraq and Afghanistan came out of 9/11.
Right, right. You know, we had the same problems in Vietnam, no, Cal.
Well, yeah, that's very true, Tom. But I think it's flip it around, Tom. The study also said that the majority of vets, 57%, approve of the way the president is handling his duties as commander in chief. So,
yes.
You know, I think there's at least a little bit of an upside there. But an interesting story. But that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us, and we hope that you will join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those that are in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!